Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It was a year of change, and one thing's for sure that didn't change. We still all have to pay taxes. No matter how different the world will be, we all have to pay taxes. The question is, do we have to pay more, or are we going to get more of a refund this year? It's the all-new B Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. TJ was just talking about, and we're getting texts of people in the same position, TJ, where you usually get a little bit of a refund, and this year they're saying you owe a couple bucks.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense to me.
So we decided to bring on an expert. His name is Pat Roberts. He is the youngest CPA to start a firm in upstate New York when he was 23 years old. It's Roberts Accounting CPAs in Spencerport. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me on this morning.
And let's start off with this. How often do tax laws change, even in a regular year?
Gosh, usually in a regular year, there's not many things that really change much. We've been in a unique system for the past few years, though, as of 2018, with the complete overhaul by Donald Trump. And then, you know, this year, there's a lot going on. But in the middle of all of this, between 18 and now, we actually are still dealing with a lot of unemployment, withholdings tax issues. People are still adjusting from when the tax tables changed wavingly, like back in 2018. So,
yeah, that year, I remember for a lot of people, was a nightmare. I was lucky enough to have my tax guy warn me and say, change your withholdings, because next year is going to be an eye-opener for a lot of people. And boy, I'll tell you, it really, really was. Pat, I hate to go to my tax appointment blind. I always want to know what's going on, because I don't know about you, but my tax guy acts like a doctor while I'm there. He's like, okay, all right. And I'm on the other side of the desk going, tell me, how much do I owe? How much different is it this year from last? So we'll have a good idea.
We can go down the list of things and just kind of have you guys chime in as we go. So, again, to start it off, the baseline issue here is still that people are still not probably withholding the right amount relative to the tax changes that happened in 2018 and 2019. So I have a lot of clients that in 2019 were complaining about owing. You know, we tried to tell them to adjust their withholdings, and they still might not have enough withheld. So that's your baseline without any adjustments from the issues with COVID. But you get into other areas of uniqueness this year where you've got a lot more folks that were on unemployment. They said, oh, man, tens of millions of people this year on unemployment at this point. Even they switched the law to allow Schedule C filers, business owners, to claim unemployment if they were eligible, which is, again, an unprecedented time.
Oh.
And unfortunately, people that took that were unemployed, right? So there is a chance that they were tempted to not have the tax withheld. I generally told my clients, you always withhold what you can. I think there's an automatic when you check the box to withhold income tax, 10% is withheld on the IRS's end. Unfortunately, though, for you, Terry, you were saying that there's a chance you owe in New York State. Well, for folks that had unemployment, I've seen a lot of times where the state isn't withholding anything, if at all. I have someone that just gave me a $10,000 unemployment statement that had $200 withheld. What is that going to do?
Yeah.
So there's definitely some glitches there. But I will say, though, you know, it still was an opportunity to give folks a chance to kind of level the playing field. I will say that at the end of this, I'll share with some thoughts on unemployment as they're set to expire the benefit here on March 14th. So Congress is trying to waiver that and put another extension through. So there's that. But folks that also have got unemployment need to be aware that they can go to their account online to get their unemployment statement for the year.
So, Pat, we covered unemployment, stimulus checks. Now, what about people who pulled out of their retirement? I mean, how are they going to be affected differently this year for tax season?
A lot of people jumped on that bandwagon to just have it for uncertainty. Some folks had just hours change in their schedule. They didn't have an opportunity for overtime. Some of them went, again, on unemployment. Needless to say, if you did do that, there is a chance that you can benefit from what's called the COVID relief distribution, which will make the distribution penalty, which is for those folks that are under 59 and a half. There's generally a 10% penalty for early withdrawal. That penalty disappears. But unfortunately, there is still tax due on this distribution.
Yep.
So
man.
For folks,
yeah, you get whacked. But again, there's a unique situation here that folks that do their own taxes especially need to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
There's an automatic spread of this distribution amount over 3 years. What we found is that the system is going to automatically take, say, if you took 50 grand, let's do an even number, 60 grand. If they took 60 grand out, you know, and they got the 1099-R with the distribution, and they know they're eligible for the relief, the system's going to automatically split that over 3 years. So they're going to only pay tax on $20,000 each year. But the unfortunate thing with TurboTax and H&R Block and all those guys is they have an automatic update on your tax refund and balance due, but you can't look at the forms until you pay them. So the irony here is if you don't know that this is going to be an automatic election to split it over 3 years, then you're technically going to show a potential refund, because what's going to happen is they're going to withhold taxes on the full 60 as if you're going to pay tax on the full 60, the retirement company. But if you think of it this way, if they automatically only tax 20 of it, right, they're going to over withhold and apply all that refund money or withholdings to that 20 grand versus the full 60. And you're going to be like, wow, I got a good refund. And here's the problem. Then over the next 2 years, if you didn't know that that was an automatic election, you're going to be you're going to have to pay tax on that 20 grand for the next 2 years with help.
So is it safe to say, Pat, and I know this, you're probably biased on this, is this a year, if any year, that you should try and budget and get an accountant instead of DIYing your taxes if you're just an amateur rookie tax filer?
Absolutely.
As far as deadlines go, Pat, do people have to scramble and get everything in by April 15th this year, or is there a plan for extensions? Do we have to do anything? Is it just going to happen? How does that all work?
So basically right now we have no confirmation of that. I do know that the Congress, both House and Senate, are looking to get the IRS behind a move to push the deadline out again to July. To me, I would tell folks, I wanted to chime in here on this idea, that you should consider holding off filing anyways, because there's a few things that are out there right now that could also change your circumstances between now and April 15th. One of those things is the stimulus payment. This round three that they're talking about is going to be $1,400 per household member. I believe that's going to stick. That means that if you know, five people in your household, like Terry, that's five times 1,400, pending the income that you guys show on your tax return. So interestingly enough, Terry, if you file your return right now and you guys have over 150 grand in AGI as a married filing joint, or 75,000 if you're single, then you're looking at potentially the IRS looking at that 2020 return, the one that you're filing now, as their buffer for the income. So if you actually had less earned, excuse me, in 2019, and say we're at 145 grand,
uh-huh,
and know that you're going to be over in 2020, we are telling folks to hold off on filing, because that is going to benefit you, because they're going to have the 2019 return information is the most recent year to go off of. Now, in contrast, if you know you're going to have less owed or less income this year, and 19 you made more money, most people had that circumstance, file as soon as you can without concern, because you're going to then have your 2020 return be what's used when they calculate if you get this $1,400 or not.
All right. So between 2019 and 2020, whatever year you made less money, depends. That's the one you want the government to look at more
correct
recently.
Correct. And I'll also share that the IRS is also working with Congress right now. They're determining a potential to petition the first 10 grand of unemployment income to be tax-free. Now, this is, again, at the federal level, states have to be compliant with that rule and make it tax-free for the state as well. But that's also still up in the air, and Congress isn't set to make these changes or these calls till early March. So, you know, I suggest people hold off for now if they don't have any urgent or immediate need.
We thank you so much, and can we call you as these laws get updated and as these stories come out to keep everybody in the loop?
That would be fabulous. I think that would be the best thing for everybody listening in.
All right, awesome. Great. Thanks so much for your time, and have a wonderful day. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.